Who wrote what? Every book of the Bible, its author, and its audience. Old Testament. Law. Genesis. C. 1400s to 1200s BC. Traditional Mosaic authorship. Author. Moses. Traditional. Written to the Israelites, encamped on the plains of Moab at the edge of the Promised Land, preparing to cross into Canaan under Joshua. Explains where the world, humanity, sin, and Israel itself came from, and establishes God's covenant promises to Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Written to ground a newly freed generation, camped at the edge of Canaan, in the story of the God and the promises they were about to inherit. Exodus. C. 1400s to 1200s BC. Traditional Mosaic authorship. Author. Moses, traditional. Written to the Israelites, freed from generations of slavery in Egypt and traveling toward Sinai and the Promised Land. Recounts Israel's deliverance from slavery in Egypt through Moses, the giving of the Ten Commandments and the law at Mount Sinai, and God's detailed instructions for building the tabernacle. Written to show the newly freed nation how their God rescues and what he asks of a people he has claimed as his own. Leviticus. C. 1400s to 1200s BC. Traditional Mosaic authorship. Author. Moses. Traditional. Written to the Israelite priests, the sons of Aaron, and the wider camp of Israel, encamped at Mount Sinai. A detailed manual of laws covering sacrifice, priesthood, ritual purity, and holy living, given to a newly freed people who now had to learn how to approach a holy God safely and how to live as his set-apart nation among the surrounding cultures. Numbers. C. 1400s to 1200s BC. Traditional Mosaic authorship. Author. Moses. Traditional. Written to the Israelites during their nearly 40 years of wilderness wandering. Records, two censuses, the book's English name, of the people, the failed first attempt to enter Canaan after the 12 spies report, and the long wilderness years that followed as a fearful generation's unbelief was judged. Written to show both the seriousness of doubting God's promises and his patience in carrying a stubborn nation toward the land he swore to give them. Deuteronomy. C. 1400s to 1200s BC, traditional, Moses' farewell address, delivered shortly before his death. Author, Moses, traditional. Written to a new generation of Israelites, children of those who left Egypt, gathered on the plains of Moab on the eve of entering Canaan. Moses' farewell sermons, restating the law and renewing the covenant for a generation that had grown up in the wilderness and never stood at Sinai themselves, urging them to love and obey God wholeheartedly once they crossed the Jordan into the land. History. Joshua. C. 1400s to 1200s BC, traditional. Author. Joshua, traditional, with the account of his own death near the end likely added by another hand. Written to Israel, newly entered into the Promised Land after 40 years of wandering. Narrates Israel's conquest and division of the Promised Land under Joshua's leadership after Moses' death, written to show that God kept every one of his promises to the patriarchs about the land, tribe by tribe. Judges. C. 1000s BC, traditional, describing events from roughly 1350 to 1050 BC. Author, unknown. Jewish tradition credits the prophet Samuel. Written to Israel, likely compiled during the United Monarchy while looking back at the chaotic pre-monarchy period. Chronicles a repeating cycle across several generations. Israel's unfaithfulness, oppression by surrounding nations, a cry for help and rescue through a raised-up judge, in the lawless years before Israel had a king. Written to show what happens when, in the book's closing refrain, everyone did what was right in their own eyes. Ruth. C. 1000s BC, traditional, set during the earlier period of the Judges. Author, unknown. Jewish tradition credits the prophet Samuel. written to Israel, likely during or after the monarchy, tracing the ancestry of King David, tells the story of a Moabite widow's loyalty to her Israelite mother-in-law and her redemption through marriage to Boaz, a kinsman redeemer, tracing the family line that would produce King David and, generations later, Jesus. 1 Samuel. C. 900s BC, traditional. Author, unknown. Jewish tradition credits Samuel for the earlier chapters and the prophets Nathan and Gad for the remainder, since Samuel dies partway through the book. Written to Israel, during or after the monarchy. Covers the end of the era of the judges, the ministry of the prophet Samuel, Israel's demand for a king, and the rise and eventual moral collapse of its first king, Saul, alongside the anointing of the young David as his God-chosen successor. 2 Samuel. C. 900s BC, traditional. Author, unknown. Jewish tradition credits the prophets Nathan and Gad. Written to Israel, during or after the monarchy. Recounts King David's reign over a united Israel, his military triumphs alongside his serious moral failures, including his sin with Bathsheba, and God's covenant promise that David's throne would last forever, a promise the New Testament ties directly to Jesus. 1 Kings. C. 6th century BC, traditional compilation, drawing on earlier court records. Author, unknown. Jewish tradition credits the prophet Jeremiah, compiling from earlier royal records. Written to the exiled community of Judah in Babylon. Traces Solomon's reign and the building of the Jerusalem temple, then the tragic split of the United Kingdom into Israel and Judah, and the parade of mostly unfaithful kings that followed, explaining to a later exiled generation how the kingdom first began to unravel. 2 Kings. C. 6th century BC, traditional. Author, unknown. Jewish tradition credits the prophet Jeremiah. Written to the exiled community of Judah in Babylon. Continues the story of the two divided kingdoms through the northern kingdom's fall to Assyria in 722 BC and the southern kingdom's eventual fall to Babylon in 586 BC, showing plainly why the exile happened. Generations of unfaithfulness to the covenant, kings, and people alike. 1 Chronicles. C. 450 to 400 BC, traditional. Author, Ezra, traditional. Written to the Jewish community that had returned from Babylonian exile to Jerusalem. Retells Israel's history from Adam through the reign of David, opening with extensive genealogies and giving special attention to temple worship, written to reconnect a small, discouraged returned community with the full sweep of its identity and priestly heritage. 2 Chronicles. C. 450 to 400 BC, traditional. Author, Ezra, traditional. Written to the Jewish community that had returned from Babylonian exile to Jerusalem. Retells the story of Solomon and the kings of Judah alone, omitting the northern kingdom, ending with the decree of the Persian king Cyrus, permitting the exiles to return home, encouraging a rebuilding generation by highlighting the kings who sought God and the temple worship just being restored. Ezra. C. 450s, 440s BC. Author, Ezra the Scribe, traditional. Written to the Jewish community returning from Babylonian exile to rebuild Jerusalem. Narrates the first waves of Jewish exiles returning from Babylon to rebuild the temple and reestablish covenant life in Jerusalem, including Ezra's own arrival a generation later and his reforms calling a compromised community back to the law. Nehemiah. C. 445-420 BC. Author, Nehemiah, traditional, large portions of the book are written as his own first-person memoir. Written to the Jewish community in Jerusalem and later generations of returned exiles. Tells how Nehemiah, a Jewish cupbearer serving the Persian king, obtained permission to return to Jerusalem and rebuild its ruined walls in the face of fierce local opposition, then led a public renewal of covenant faithfulness among the resettled people. Esther. C. 400s BC, traditional. Set during the reign of the Persian king Xerxes I, c. 486 to 465 BC. Author. Unknown. Jewish tradition suggests Mordecai. Written to Jews living in the Persian Empire and later generations of Jews who observe the Feast of Purim. Tells how a Jewish orphan named Esther became queen of Persia and, together with her cousin Mordecai, saved the Jewish people from a planned genocide, establishing the Feast of Purim as an annual celebration of that deliverance. Notably, Esther is one of only two Bible books, alongside Song of Solomon, that never mentions God by name. Wisdom and poetry. Job. Uncertain. Events plausibly set circa 2000 to 1800 BC, patriarchal era, though the book's composition date is debated and may be considerably later. Author, unknown. Written to Israel broadly, wrestling with the ancient problem of why the righteous suffer. Job never identifies its own author, and the book itself gives no date for when it was written. Tradition has offered various guesses over the centuries, including Moses, Solomon, or Job himself, but none of these is more than an educated guess, and no consensus has ever formed. The story's patriarchal setting, wealth measured in livestock, no mention of Israel, the law, or a priesthood, leads many scholars to place the events themselves in the patriarchal era, roughly the time of Abraham. Even though the book's polished poetry may well have been composed and written down considerably later, both the author's identity and the book's composition date remain genuinely unknown. Through the story of a righteous man who loses everything and the friends who wrongly insist he must have sinned to deserve it, Job wrestles honestly with why bad things happen to good people, and ultimately points toward trusting God's wisdom rather than demanding every answer. Psalms. C. 1400s, 400 SBC, from Moses' Psalm, Psalm 90, to post-exilic Psalms, composed and collected over roughly 1,000 years. Author. Multiple authors. David, about half the Psalms, Asaph, the sons of Korah, Solomon, Moses, and others, roughly a third are anonymous. Written to Israel's worshiping community across many centuries, used in personal prayer and in the temple's communal worship. A collected songbook and prayer book for Israel's worship, giving voice to praise, lament, confession, thanksgiving, and hope across the whole range of human experience before God. Proverbs. C. 900s BC for Solomon's Proverbs, traditional, with later material added. The collection likely reached its final form by c. 700 to 600 BC. Author, primarily Solomon, with additional material contributed by Aga, King Lemuel, and unnamed sages referred to as the wise. Written to Solomon's own sons and more broadly young people in Israel being trained in practical wisdom for everyday life. A collection of short, memorable sayings about how to live wisely and well, covering work, speech, money, friendship, marriage, and the fear of the Lord as the true starting point for all wisdom. Ecclesiastes. C. 900s BC, traditional, Solomonic, or as late as C. 450 to 200 BC per much critical scholarship. Author, Solomon, traditional. Written to Israel, wrestling with the meaning of life and work under the sun. The book never names its author directly. It identifies him only as the preacher in Hebrew, Koheleth, son of David, king in Jerusalem, language long read as pointing to Solomon. Jewish and Christian tradition held to Solomonic authorship for most of the book's history. Since the 19th century, many scholars have argued that the Hebrew text contains vocabulary and grammatical forms that only appear elsewhere in Israel's writing centuries after Solomon's time, suggesting an anonymous later author writing in Solomon's persona as a recognized literary device. Both the traditional and the later authorship views are held by serious scholars today. A frank, sometimes unsettling reflection on the apparent meaninglessness of chasing wealth, pleasure, achievement, and even wisdom itself under the sun, concluding that fearing God and receiving the ordinary gifts of life as gifts is the only lasting answer. Song of Solomon. C. 900s BC, traditional. Author, Solomon, traditional. Written to Israel, likely composed for or about a royal wedding celebration. A collection of love poetry celebrating the beauty, desire, and delight of romantic love between a husband and wife, traditionally also read as an allegory of God's covenant love for his people. Major prophets. Isaiah. C. 740 to 680 BC, traditional, or extended into the 6th century BC if multiple authors or eras contributed for critical scholarship. Author, Isaiah, son of Amoz. Written to the Kingdom of Judah and the city of Jerusalem, facing the rising threat of Assyria and, in the book's later chapters, the coming Babylonian exile and the promise of return. Jewish and Christian tradition has long held that Isaiah wrote the entire book in the 8th century BC. Since the 19th century, a significant strand of critical scholarship has proposed the book combines material from multiple hands across different eras, often labeled 1st Isaiah, chapters 1 to 39, 8th century BC, 2nd Isaiah, chapters 40 to 55, written during the Babylonian exile, and 3rd Isaiah, chapters 56 to 66, written after the return from exile, largely because the historical setting and tone shift partway through the book. This is one of the longest-running authorship debates in Old Testament scholarship, and serious, faithful scholars hold positions on more than one side of it. Warns Judah of coming judgment for unfaithfulness, while promising future restoration and a coming servant king who would bear the nation's sins, making it one of the most quoted Old Testament books in the New Testament. Jeremiah. C. 627-580 SBC. Author, the prophet Jeremiah, with his scribe Baruch writing much of it down at his dictation, Jeremiah 36. Written to the Kingdom of Judah in its final decades before the Babylonian conquest, and the Jewish exiles later taken to Babylon. Warns Judah for decades that its persistent unfaithfulness would bring Babylonian conquest and exile, while also promising a future new covenant that God would one day write directly on his people's hearts. Lamentations. C. 586 BC or soon after. Author, unknown. Jewish and Christian tradition credits Jeremiah. Written to the survivors of Jerusalem's destruction by Babylon in 586 BC. The book is anonymous in the Hebrew text itself. The tradition connecting it to Jeremiah goes back at least to the Greek Septuagint translation and to 2 Chronicles 35 verse 25, which mentions Jeremiah composing a lament, though for a different occasion. Most scholars still consider Jeremiah a reasonable candidate given his well-documented grief over Jerusalem elsewhere in his own book, but the attribution to Lamentations specifically is traditional rather than stated in the text. Five carefully structured funeral poem laments grieving the destruction of Jerusalem and its temple, giving devastated survivors words to voice raw grief while still affirming, in its most quoted line, that God's mercies are new every morning. Ezekiel. C. 593 to 571 BC. Author, the prophet Ezekiel, a priest exiled to Babylon. Written to Jewish exiles already living in Babylon before and after Jerusalem's final fall. A priest-turned-prophet exiled to Babylon delivers vivid visions and dramatic symbolic acts warning fellow exiles that Jerusalem's fall was deserved judgment. Then, once the city has fallen, shifts to visions of future restoration and a magnificent rebuilt temple. Daniel. C. 605-530 SBC, traditional, or C. 165 BC per much critical scholarship. Author, Daniel, traditional. Written to Jewish exiles living under Babylonian, then Persian rule. Jewish and Christian tradition has long held that Daniel, a Jewish exile who rose to high office in Babylon and then Persia, wrote the book in the 6th century BC, describing events he lived through and visions he received. Since the 19th century, a substantial body of critical scholarship has argued the book was actually composed much later, around 165 BC during the Maccabean Revolt against the Greek ruler Antiochus IV Epiphanes, on the grounds that its later chapters describe post-Babylonian history in unusually specific detail, and that some of its Aramaic and Persian or Greek loanwords fit a later era. This is one of the most significant and long-running dating debates in Old Testament studies, and thoughtful, faithful scholars remain divided on it. Tells the story of Daniel and his three friends maintaining faithfulness to God while serving in a pagan empire, then records a series of apocalyptic visions of future kingdoms, all encouraging exiled Jews that God remains sovereign over the rise and fall of history's empires. Minor Prophets. Hosea. C. 750 to 715 BC. Author. The Prophet Hosea. Written to the Northern Kingdom of Israel in its final decades before the Assyrian conquest. Using Hosea's own painful marriage to an unfaithful wife as a living picture, the book indicts Israel for spiritual adultery in worshiping other gods, while promising that God's relentless love would ultimately restore the relationship. Joel. Uncertain, proposals range from the 9th century BC to the post-exilic period, with no clear scholarly consensus. Author. The Prophet Joel. Written to the Kingdom of Judah, likely Jerusalem. Uses a devastating locust plague as a warning of the coming day of the Lord, calling Judah to repentance and promising both future judgment on the nations and a future outpouring of God's Spirit on all people, a promise the Apostle Peter cites at Pentecost in Acts 2. Amos. C. 760 to 750 BC. Author. The Prophet Amos, a shepherd from Judah. Written to the Northern Kingdom of Israel, during a period of prosperity and religious complacency. A shepherd called from Judah to prophesy against the wealthy Northern Kingdom, condemning its exploitation of the poor and its empty religious ritual, and warning that prosperity without justice would not shield Israel from judgment. Obadiah. Uncertain, likely soon after Jerusalem's fall to Babylon in 586 BC, though an earlier 9th century BC date has also been proposed. Author, the Prophet Obadiah. Written to the Kingdom of Judah. The Old Testament's shortest book, pronouncing judgment on Edom for gloating over and profiting from Judah's disaster, and promising that Judah's fortunes would ultimately be restored. Jonah. Uncertain, the historical Jonah ministered c. 780s, 760s BC, 2 Kings 14 verse 25, though the book's composition date is debated and may be later. Author, unknown, traditionally understood to be about the historical prophet Jonah, though likely written by someone else. Written to Israel, confronted with the extent of God's mercy toward its enemies. The book is written about Jonah in the third person throughout, including unflattering details of his anger and disobedience that would be unusual for him to record about himself, which leads many scholars, including some who hold to a historical reading of the events, to think it was composed by someone drawing on the tradition of his mission rather than by Jonah directly. A separate and long-running debate concerns genre, whether the book records a literal historical event or is a didactic parable using a known prophet's name. This reference does not take a side on that genre question. Tells the reluctant story of a prophet who fled God's call to preach repentance to Nineveh, capital of Israel's enemy Assyria, and was famously swallowed by a great fish along the way. confronting Israel with a God whose compassion reaches beyond their own borders. Micah C. 735 to 700 BC. Author, the prophet Micah. Written to both the northern kingdom of Israel and the southern kingdom of Judah. A contemporary of Isaiah, Micah condemns the corruption of Judah's leaders and predicts Jerusalem's fall, while also famously naming Bethlehem as the birthplace of a future ruler, a verse the Gospel of Matthew ties directly to Jesus' birth. Nahum. C. 660 to 612 BC, before Nineveh's fall in 612 BC. Author, the prophet Nahum. Written to the kingdom of Judah. Announces the coming destruction of Nineveh, capital of the brutal Assyrian Empire, as God's judgment, offering comfort to Judah that its longtime oppressor's cruelty would not go unanswered. Habakkuk. C. 610 to 600 BC. Author, the prophet Habakkuk. Written to the kingdom of Judah, shortly before the Babylonian invasions. Records a prophet's honest dialogue with God, questioning why he would use the even more wicked Babylonians to punish Judah, and arriving at the conclusion, quoted three times in the New Testament, that the righteous shall live by faith. Zephaniah. C. 640 to 609 BC. Author, the prophet Zephaniah. Written to the kingdom of Judah under the reforming king Josiah. Warns Judah of a coming day of the Lord judgment on its idolatry and complacency, while also promising that a purified remnant would one day rejoice in God's own presence among them. Haggai. C. 520 BC. Author, the prophet Haggai. Written to the Jewish community that had returned from Babylonian exile to Jerusalem. Rebukes the returned exiles for prioritizing the comfort of their own homes over rebuilding the ruined temple, and their obedient response gets the stalled temple construction moving again. Zechariah. C. 520 to 480 BC for chapters 1 to 8, chapters 9 to 14 undated, or proposed later by some scholars. Author, the prophet Zechariah. Written to the Jewish community that had returned from Babylonian exile to Jerusalem. Most of the book's authorship is not seriously disputed. However, a number of scholars have long noted that chapters 9 to 14 differ noticeably in style, tone, and historical reference from chapters 1 to 8, leading many to propose they were written later, possibly by a different hand, and appended to Zechariah's original prophecies. This two-part Zechariah question echoes the better-known authorship debate over Isaiah, though it is less prominent and remains unsettled either way in scholarship. Encourages the returned exiles to finish rebuilding the temple through a series of visions of God's ongoing plan for Jerusalem, and includes some of the Old Testament's most specific messianic prophecies later applied to Jesus, including a king riding on a donkey and 30 pieces of silver. Malachi. C. 460 to 430 BC. Author, the prophet Malachi. Written to the Jewish community in Jerusalem after the temple's rebuilding, grown spiritually complacent. The last Old Testament prophet confronts a returned community that had grown careless in worship and marriage, and closes the Old Testament looking ahead to a coming messenger who would prepare the way before the Lord, a prophecy the New Testament applies to John the Baptist. New Testament. Gospels. Matthew. C. AD 60 to 80s. Author, the Apostle Matthew, also called Levi, a former tax collector. Written to a primarily Jewish Christian audience, given the Gospel's heavy use of Old Testament prophecy and Jewish themes. The Gospel itself never names its author internally. The title, according to Matthew, and the traditional attribution to the apostle and former tax collector come from early church tradition, first attested by the 2nd century Bishop Papias. Most modern critical scholars think the Gospel's author drew on Mark's Gospel as one of his sources, which some find hard to square with an eyewitness apostle relying on a non-eyewitness's account. and so favor an anonymous early Christian writer working in Matthew's circle or tradition. The traditional apostolic attribution remains widely held as well. Presents Jesus as the promised Jewish Messiah who fulfills Old Testament prophecy, organizing his teaching into five major discourses, including the Sermon on the Mount, and closing with his command to make disciples of all nations. Mark. C. AD 55-70. Author, John Mark, an associate of the Apostle Peter. Written to, likely a Gentile, possibly Roman, Christian audience unfamiliar with Jewish customs, which the Gospel explains as it goes along. The Gospel does not name its author within the text. Early church tradition, again traced to Papias in the early 2nd century, holds that Mark, a companion of Peter mentioned elsewhere in the New Testament, wrote down Peter's preaching and recollections after Peter's death. Most scholars, critical and traditional alike, consider Mark's Gospel the earliest of the four and a likely source for Matthew and Luke, and the Petrine connection is one of the more widely accepted traditional authorship claims among the Gospels. A fast-paced, action-driven account of Jesus' life that emphasizes what he did over lengthy discourse, presenting him as the suffering servant and Son of God whose full identity is revealed only at the cross. Luke. C. AD 60s. Author. Luke, a physician and traveling companion of the Apostle Paul. Written to Theophilus, a named individual likely of some social standing, and more broadly a Gentile Christian readership. Luke's Gospel and its sequel, Acts, are formally anonymous, but internal evidence, a shared dedication to Theophilus, consistent style and vocabulary, and firsthand, we passages in Acts describing travel with Paul, has long pointed to a single author who is Paul's companion. Early church tradition identifies this companion as Luke the physician, mentioned in Colossians 4 verse 14. Common authorship of Luke-Acts is broadly accepted even among critical scholars. The specific identification of that author as Luke rests on tradition rather than a name in the text itself. A carefully researched, orderly account of Jesus' life written for a Gentile audience, with particular attention to Jesus' compassion for the poor, women, and social outsiders, and the ongoing work of the Holy Spirit. John. C. AD 85-95, traditional, making it the last gospel written. Author, the Apostle John, one of Jesus' 12 disciples. Written to a broad audience, stated explicitly in the book itself, so that readers may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. The gospel refers to its source as the disciple whom Jesus loved without naming him directly, and early church tradition identifies this figure as the Apostle John. This identification was widely held in the early church and remains the majority traditional view. Since the 19th century, some critical scholars have proposed the gospel instead reflects the teaching of John filtered through a later community or a different author associated with him, largely because of its distinct style and theology compared to the other three Gospels. The apostolic authorship view remains strongly held as well. Written explicitly to produce faith, John selects a smaller set of miracles, called signs, and lengthy personal discourses to present Jesus as the eternal Word made flesh, with a stronger focus than the other three Gospels on his divine identity. History NT. Acts. C. AD 60-80s. Author, Luke, the same author as the Gospel of Luke. Written to Theophilus and more broadly the same Gentile Christian readership as Luke's Gospel. Continues Luke's account past Jesus' ascension, tracing the Holy Spirit-empowered spread of the church from Jerusalem outward through Judea, Samaria, and into the wider Gentile world, largely through the ministries of Peter and then Paul. Pauline Epistles. Romans. C. AD 57. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the Church at Rome, a congregation of Jewish and Gentile believers that Paul had not yet visited or founded. Paul introduces himself to a church he hopes to visit on his way to Spain, laying out the fullest systematic explanation of the gospel in the New Testament, sin, justification by faith, and life in the Spirit. 1 Corinthians. C. AD 53-55. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the church at Corinth, a congregation Paul had founded in a wealthy, morally chaotic port city. Paul responds to reports of division, sexual immorality, lawsuits between believers, and disorderly worship in the Corinthian church, and answers a list of the church's own questions on marriage, food offered to idols, spiritual gifts, and the resurrection. 2 Corinthians. C. AD 55-56. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the church at Corinth, following a painful conflict between Paul and part of the congregation. Paul's most personal and emotionally raw letter, defending his apostolic authority and integrity against rivals who had undermined him, and expressing relief and affection after the Corinthians responded well to an earlier, sterner letter. Galatians. C. AD 48-55. The exact date depends on which cities Galatia refers to, a debate over geography rather than authorship. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to churches in the Roman province of Galatia, in Central Asia Minor, largely Gentile converts. Paul writes urgently to counter teachers insisting Gentile converts must also follow Jewish law, especially circumcision, to be saved, arguing forcefully that justification comes by faith in Christ alone, not law-keeping. Ephesians. C. AD 60-62, if written by Paul during his Roman imprisonment. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the church at Ephesus, and possibly a circular letter intended for several churches in the region. The letter names Paul as its author and was accepted as his by the early church without significant challenge for many centuries. Since the 19th century, a number of critical scholars have questioned Pauline authorship, pointing to its distinctive vocabulary and longer sentence structures compared to Paul's undisputed letters, along with some differences in emphasis, and have proposed it was written by a later follower of Paul in his name and tradition. Many other scholars find these stylistic differences reasonably explained by a different secretary, purpose, or occasion, and hold to direct Pauline authorship. Both positions are represented in serious scholarship today. A sweeping letter on the church as the unified body of Christ, breaking down the wall between Jewish and Gentile believers, followed by practical instruction on Christian household relationships and standing firm in spiritual warfare. Philippians. C. AD 60-62, during Paul's Roman imprisonment. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the church at Philippi, the first church Paul founded in Europe, which had sent him financial support. A warm thank you letter to a supportive church, written from prison, that overflows with joy and contains one of the New Testament's clearest statements of Christ's humility in becoming human and dying on a cross. Colossians. C. AD 60-62, during Paul's Roman imprisonment. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the church at Colossae, a congregation Paul had likely never personally visited. Counters a false teaching threatening the Colossian church, one that seems to have mixed Jewish ritual, ascetic practice, and worship of angels or spiritual powers by insisting on the total sufficiency and supremacy of Christ. 1 Thessalonians. C. AD 50-51, likely Paul's earliest surviving letter. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to the church at Thessalonica, a young congregation Paul had recently founded and been forced to leave abruptly. Paul encourages a young, persecuted church, defends his own conduct and motives while he was with them, and answers their concerns about believers who had died before Christ's return. 2 Thessalonians. C. AD 51-52. Author, the Apostle Paul. written to the church at Thessalonica shortly after 1 Thessalonians. Corrects a false belief that had spread in the Thessalonian church that the day of the Lord had already come, laying out events that must precede it, and urging idle believers back to steady work in the meantime. 1 Timothy. C. AD 62-64, traditional, after Paul's first Roman imprisonment. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to Timothy, a younger co-worker of Paul left in charge of the church at Ephesus. 1 Timothy, 2 Timothy, and Titus are known together as the pastoral epistles and share the same authorship question. The letters name Paul as author and were accepted as his throughout most of church history. Since the 19th century, a substantial number of critical scholars have questioned this, pointing to vocabulary rarely or never used in Paul's other letters, a more developed church leadership structure than his earlier letters describe, and a writing style some find different enough to suggest a later follower of Paul wrote in his name, drawing on genuine Pauline tradition. Many other scholars find these differences explained by the letter's distinct purpose, practical instructions to individual co-workers rather than to churches, a later stage in Paul's ministry, and possibly a different secretary, and continue to hold direct Pauline authorship. Both views are actively represented in scholarship. Practical instructions from Paul to Timothy on organizing church leadership, guarding sound teaching against false doctrine, and shepherding a congregation well. 2 Timothy. C. AD 64-67, traditional, during Paul's final, harsher Roman imprisonment. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to Timothy personally as Paul awaited execution. Shares the same pastoral epistle's authorship question described under 1 Timothy, traditionally Pauline, with a body of critical scholarship proposing a later follower of Paul as the actual author. 2 Timothy's intensely personal, farewell tone is sometimes cited by defenders of Pauline authorship as harder to explain as a later imitation. Paul's last letter, written as he faced imminent execution, passing the torch to Timothy with an urgent charge to guard the gospel, endure hardship, and continue faithfully after Paul is gone. Titus. C. AD 62-64, traditional. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to Titus, a co-worker of Paul left to organize the churches on the island of Crete. Shares the same pastoral epistle's authorship question described under 1 Timothy. Instructs Titus on appointing qualified elders across Crete's churches and on teaching sound doctrine that produces genuinely good conduct, countering local teachers of doubtful character. Philemon. C. AD 60-62, during Paul's Roman imprisonment. Author, the Apostle Paul. Written to Philemon, a Christian slave owner and personal friend of Paul, regarding his runaway slave Onesimus. Paul's shortest and most personal letter, appealing to Philemon to receive back his runaway slave Onesimus, who had become a Christian under Paul's ministry, no longer as property, but as a beloved brother. General Epistles. Hebrews. C. AD 60-90s. Uncertain. Many scholars favor before AD 70, since the book discusses the temple system without ever mentioning its destruction. Author. Unknown. Written to Jewish Christians, likely a specific community under pressure or persecution, who were considering abandoning their new faith in Jesus and returning to their former Jewish practice. The author's identity was already unknown to the earliest church. The 3rd century scholar Origen concluded that who wrote the epistle, only God knows the truth. Paul, Barnabas, Apollos, Luke, and Priscilla have all been proposed as candidates over the centuries based on style, theology, and internal clues, but none has ever achieved consensus and no serious scholar treats any candidate as certain. Argues that Jesus is superior to the Old Covenant's priests, sacrifices, and system in every way, urging discouraged Jewish believers to hold fast to Christ rather than drift back to what has now been fulfilled. James. See, AD 45 to 62, potentially one of the earliest New Testament writings, if written by James before his death in AD 62. Author, James, the brother of Jesus and leader of the Jerusalem Church. Written to Jewish Christians scattered outside Palestine, the 12 tribes in the dispersion. Several men named James appear in the New Testament, and the letter identifies its author only as James, a servant of God and of the Lord Jesus Christ, without further clarification. Tradition has long understood this to be James, the brother of Jesus, who led the Jerusalem church, Acts 15, Galatians 1-2, rather than either of the two apostles, also named James. Some critical scholars question this identification and propose a later, unknown author writing under his name, citing the letter's polished Greek style as unusual for a Galilean tradesman's brother, though others note James could plausibly have used a skilled scribe, as was common practice at the time. An intensely practical letter insisting that genuine faith always produces visible good works, addressing favoritism toward the rich, taming the tongue, and patient endurance through trials. 1 Peter. C. AD 62-64, traditional. Author, the Apostle Peter. Written to Christians scattered across Roman provinces in Asia Minor, modern Turkey, facing social hostility and persecution. The letter names Peter as its author and states it was written through Silvanus, 512, likely meaning Silvanus served as his secretary or letter carrier. Most scholars, traditional and critical alike, find this a reasonable explanation for the letter's polished Greek, which some had otherwise thought unusual for a Galilean fisherman. A minority of critical scholars still favor a later author writing in Peter's name, citing the letter's apparent awareness of organized persecution, something developed only after Peter's likely death. Encourages suffering Christians scattered across the Roman world to hold on to hope and live honorably among a hostile society, following the pattern of Christ's own undeserved suffering. 2 Peter. C. AD 65-68, traditional, considerably later per much critical scholarship. Author, the Apostle Peter. Written to a general Christian audience, described as those who share a faith as precious as ours. 2 Peter is widely regarded as the most disputed book in the New Testament in terms of authorship. It was among the last books accepted into the New Testament canon, and even early church figures such as Origen and Eusebius noted doubts about it in the 3rd and 4th centuries. Its Greek style differs noticeably from 1 Peter, and it shares extensive material with the letter of Jude, raising questions about which came first and how the overlap arose. A large body of critical scholarship holds it was written by a later author in Peter's name, a practice with precedent in the ancient world, while others defend direct or substantially Petrine authorship, sometimes proposing a different secretary than the one used for 1 Peter. This reference notes the dispute honestly rather than resolving it. Warns against false teachers who twisted grace into an excuse for immorality and denied Christ's return, urging believers to grow in genuine knowledge of Christ while that promised return still seems delayed. 1 John. C. AD 85-95. Author, the Apostle John, the same traditional author as the Gospel of John. Written to a Christian community, likely in the vicinity of Ephesus, facing division from teachers who denied Jesus had truly come in the flesh. Like the Gospel of John, this letter never names its author. Its close stylistic and theological similarity to the fourth gospel has long led scholars, both traditional and critical, to treat the two as coming from the same hand or circle, whichever view one takes on who that was. Written to reassure genuine believers of their salvation against teachers who denied Christ's full humanity, insisting that real faith shows itself in both right belief and love for other believers. 2 John. C. AD 85-95. Author, unknown, traditionally the Apostle John. Written to the elect lady and her children, likely a figurative reference to a specific local church and its members rather than an individual woman. The letter identifies its author only as the elder, not by name. Tradition holds this is the Apostle John, consistent with 1 John and the Gospel of John. Some scholars, noting the early church historian Eusebius' reference to a separate figure called John the Elder, distinct from the apostle, have proposed the shorter letter came from that figure instead. The question turns entirely on the meaning of the letter's own self-description and remains unresolved either way. A brief warning to a church not to extend hospitality or support to traveling teachers who deny that Jesus Christ came in the flesh. 3 John. C. AD 85-95. Author. Unknown. Traditionally the Apostle John. Written to Gaius, an individual believer commended for his hospitality to traveling missionaries. Shares the same, the elder authorship question described under 2 John. Commends Gaius for welcoming traveling gospel workers and rebukes a church leader named Diotrephes for refusing to do the same and pushing out those in the church who did. Jude. C. AD 65-80. Author. Jude, the brother of James and, like James, a half-brother of Jesus. Written to a general Christian audience facing infiltration by false teachers. The letter identifies its author simply as Jude, a brother of James, widely understood to mean the James who led the Jerusalem church, and thus Jude, another of Jesus' half-brothers named in the Gospels. The letter shares extensive material with 2 Peter and quotes directly from two Jewish writings outside the Old Testament canon, 1 Enoch and, likely, the Assumption of Moses, which has drawn scholarly discussion. Though quoting a source does not necessarily mean treating it as scripture. A minority of scholars propose a later author writing under Jude's name. Most find no strong reason to doubt the traditional attribution. A short, urgent warning against false teachers who had secretly infiltrated the church, twisting grace into license for immorality, calling believers to contend earnestly for the faith and keep themselves in God's love. Apocalyptic. Revelation. C. AD 95, near the end of the reign of the Roman Emperor Domitian, traditional, some scholars propose an earlier date under Nero. C. AD 68. Author. The Apostle John. Written to seven churches in the Roman province of Asia, modern Western Turkey, facing or anticipating persecution. The book names its author simply as John without further identification, and early church tradition widely identified him with the Apostle John. As early as the 3rd century, the Alexandrian bishop Dionysius observed that Revelation's Greek style and vocabulary differ noticeably from the Gospel and letters of John, and argued for a different author of the same name. A view some modern scholars share, sometimes proposing John the Elder or another early Christian prophet named John. Others attribute the stylistic differences to genre, since apocalyptic literature has its own conventions, and to the author's evident fluency in Hebrew-influenced Greek, and hold to apostolic authorship. Both views remain represented in scholarship today. A book of apocalyptic visions given to John while exiled on the island of Patmos, encouraging persecuted churches to remain faithful by unveiling Christ's ultimate victory over evil and the final restoration of all things in a new heaven and new earth.